What is going on, everybody? Josh Wilson, and this is episode 8 of the Big Dog Podcast, and I'm in trouble. I am in so much trouble. It's really unbelievable. So episode 8, you know, we're a couple months into the podcast, and things are going great. So happy with the feedback that we're getting and the results and the impact that we're having. And we're talking a lot about business and a lot about, you know, life and things in general. But, you know, today we're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about family. So the big dog I got sitting across the table from me today is a saint, a true angel. I've got Mrs. Devin Wilson, Mrs. OLK9, Mrs. That Dog Trainer, the CEO of Team Wilson in the building. How you doing, babe?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, are you so excited to be here?
I'm so excited to be here.
You're so full of shit. Sorry, I'm not going to cuss. Devin does not like it when I cuss, for those that don't know. Devin really doesn't like it when I cuss.
Not a big fan.
And so I'm going to try really hard to not. I mean, I think historically, 8 episodes in, I haven't been cussing a whole lot.
See how today goes. So
only once or twice.
Maybe once or twice.
All right, yeah, Spotify doesn't like it when you curse either. So.
Oh, there you go.
All my Spotify
motivation
listeners, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So look, Devin, let's start with an easy one.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to set it up because this isn't your comfort zone. No. You're definitely not super hype about, one, me asking you to do this, or two, even being here and accepting.
Mm-hmm. But I did.
You did.
Didn't put up a fight.
You are a boss. It was not a fight.
Right.
And here's the deal. It's tough to tell this handsome face no.
You are very convincing.
So let's start. I'm going to throw a little softball to you. I'm going to set it up easy.
Go ahead.
Let's tell the listeners when you knew I was the one. Like when you just, I know it's probably the second time you saw me, you just fell in love. But like,
well,
when did you know I was the one, Devin? That's such an easy question.
I mean, it was definitely in high school. I don't know if I can.
Crabbers. I was listening about on my Hampton Crabbers hat.
Definitely in high school. I mean, we met in middle school. So started dating in 10th grade. And not sure exactly when it was, but I know I'm confident by senior year. I knew for sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't know when you dumped me.
No.
My car broke down. All right. Night.
Well, that was painful. Thanks, babe.
No, look, this chick, look, taking her home. We'd been dating a couple months or whatever. And I had this raggedy ass Dodge Dart. And like the car would break down. And to get it to start, where's my cord? I'm like reaching around for it. To get the car to start from time to time, what do we have to do? Pop the hood.
Yep.
I'd grab the freaking flathead screwdriver. Yep. And I don't even know. I'm a car guy, but I'm not like
a car guy.
Motorhead mechanic guy. I like cars, accurate. Like fast cars, like comfortable cars. But I mean, if you're asking me to work on a car, I got a guy.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, but I could get that car to start.
Yes, you can.
So I'm taking you home. Mm-hmm. We've been hanging out.
Yep.
Car breaks down. I think before you even get out of the neighborhood. Maybe I can't remember exactly, but I got to pop the hood and I got to take this damn screwdriver and like jimmy it.
Uh-huh. Burned yourself.
I did burn myself.
You burned yourself. Yep.
I forgot about that pain.
Makes me sound really good, by the way.
I forgot about that pain because of the other pain that I encountered later that evening. So I get the car started, take you to your house.
Yes.
You freaking drop the bomb. You break up with me.
I did. We were very young.
We were super young.
Yeah.
I mean, so everybody understands, like when we say we started dating in high school, you know, it was sophomore year of high school.
Right.
We had met in 8th grade.
Correct.
You're like one of the second or third people that I had met when I moved here.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I knew the second I saw her that she was for me. But
again, painting me really well, babe. Thanks.
Stop. So anyway, you got rid of me.
For a short amount of time.
Painful period of time. Mm-hmm. I'm persistent.
You are.
And so here we are. We just celebrated our anniversary this week.
Yep.
How many years?
19.
Nice job. How many years was last year?
18. Yep.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Weird. For a minute, I thought it was 19.
No, this year is definitely 19.
Yeah. So next year, 20 years.
Correct.
That we have been married. Mm-hmm. This year was 19. 26, is that what we figured out? 26 years mm-hmm. total?
26 years we've been together.
I mean, yeah. You look incredible for 30.
Oh, boy, thanks.
I mean, just mm-hmm. my goodness. you know, so we've got 19 years of marriage under our belt. And it had me thinking. I was like, man, I need to get Devin on this podcast because I surely do not make life easy. Our life is not conventional.
No.
I think our life is special because it's special for us. Absolutely. Other people would probably hate it.
Yes.
And really be frustrated by it mm-hmm. and for sure not get to 19 years right. of being together because it has not all been easy.
All been sunshine and rainbows
and flowers and all that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I make it difficult from time to time.
I mean, neither one of us are perfect.
That's a fair, that's a nice answer to that statement. That's really cool.
Very kind of me.
That is kind of you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So I felt like we could add some knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe some little nuggets to help people out. Because the majority of our listeners, a lot of them are entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. small business owners, some big business owners, you know, they're at sales, marketing. These are the type of people that are being drawn to the show. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, our background.
Right.
That's our professional life, yes. how we've chosen to take care of our family. And I mean, we know a lot of people that don't make it,
mm-hmm.
aren't making it. Mm-hmm. And it's whether they've got what is perceived as traditional, you know, home life or untraditional. It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know, you and I have talked about it. It's just like left and right. Every time you turn around, like, well, what do you mean they're not married anymore?
Yeah.
What? Did they die? No. No. Where are they? Mm-hmm. Oh, separated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn. People, that one's okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Like, why? Why do you think people don't want to try? Because this isn't easy.
Yeah.
Like, why do people not want to try?
It's hard. I mean, I think it's really hard. You have to make the decision every day. Every day. You are my person and I love you. And there are going to be times where it's hard and there's going to be times where it's super easy, but you are my person. So, I mean, you just got to roll with how things are at the moment and make the best of the situations you guys are in together. And know that it is better together.
Yeah.
So. Now, things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that there's never, I don't know, we've done a lot of cool things and fun things. We've got to experience a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you know, we meet a lot of people and mm-hmm. go places and all those things are great. The funny thing for me is, like you make a statement like, I'm your person.
Yeah.
You are my person. There is literally no place, no person, no situation, no event, mm-hmm. no scenario where I'm like, I would prefer that.
Right.
Over this.
Yeah. Same.
Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I think
it's not typical.
Well, it's not typical. But then the cool thing is, though, we don't put each other. And I think this is key. We don't put each other in situations where you got to choose either.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, what did you say the other night? You said something to me about you got something coming up. You're going out of town or you're going to do something with like a group of friends uh-huh. or whatever. Uh-huh. And jokingly, I'm like, or not jokingly, kind of serious. Did you just tell me?
Yeah.
you're going out of town or you're like
just, it's actually just a dinner
you wanna,
with friends one night.
You want to ask,
yeah,
you know, and like, that's legitimately how I know some relationships are mm-hmm. with our friends, with people mm-hmm. in general. And that's the craziest thing. Cause I was just joking. I was just bullshitting.
You're
like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like nothing. I don't care. Like,
yeah.
What's the deal? Mm-hmm. Go do your thing. Mm-hmm. And I go do my thing.
Right.
We come together and do our thing.
Yeah.
Legit. Mm-hmm. That's a big problem too. I think people don't come together and do their thing enough.
Well, yeah. Well, and that's, I mean, I think that you know, I mean, that went into, you know, how I, you know, was talking to you about what I was going to do the other night too. And I knew that this week was a good week. We actually got to spend a lot of time together this week. If it had been a crazy week where, you know, you're working all day, you have events during the night and I don't see you or whatever it is that's going on, I'm probably not going to make that choice to go out with other people. I'm probably just going to choose to be home with you.
Yeah.
Like if it's been a crazy week. So, I mean, I think that it's important that that always goes into, you know, decisions when you're thinking about how you're planning things out with your life and with your spouse. Like they're a priority. You're my priority.
Yeah.
So, I like hanging out with you. So it's important to have other things, but I like hanging out with you.
I mean, I could be fun.
Yeah.
I could also be boring as hell.
Well, yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
What, why do you think people don't prioritize their spouse?
I think if they're not feeling prioritized, I think that's probably one of the bigger things. I mean, you're a busy guy, but you always make sure that I feel like I'm important to you. You always make me know that me and the kids, that we are your priority. And so I think it's easy to, you know, I mean, once you feel appreciated, you feel loved, you want to give that same feeling back.
Yeah.
But if you're not getting that, I think it probably makes it a lot easier for people to not want to give that back to their spouse.
Yeah, I agree with that. I want to dig into that a little more though.
Okay.
Because I think, again, you know, people listening, there's a lot of people in similar professional environments, mm-hmm. you know, that we are, and, you know, they might be struggling with that. So mm-hmm. as, you know, I introduced you as the CEO of Team Wilson.
Sure.
I mean, and that's legit. I mean, you have a lot of roles in the businesses, but primarily we as a unit made a decision years ago.
Yes.
That you were CEO of the house and the family mm-hmm. and that I was going to worry about and be concerned with the businesses. You were going to be worried about and primarily concerned with our home and our children.
All the little day-to-day stuff.
Right.
Yes.
Like right. I'm obviously concerned with right. our home and our children and you're right. obviously concerned about our businesses and, yes. and what we do. But on a daily basis, I'm never bogged down with the personal side. Mm-hmm. You, I hope most of the time, never feel bogged down by the business side.
Right.
And so more times than not, we're thriving mm-hmm. in both because mm-hmm. we're supporting each other wholly, mm-hmm. but staying in our lanes.
Right.
And so talk to me about with that though, because I am pretty out of the loop on a lot of things mm-hmm. And it's totally fine. And it's good because I have 100% trust and confidence that the kids in school and all that stuff is what it needs to be. Mm-hmm. How though, because like my schedule, my time is very all over the place. I don't have a set day.
Right.
If you want to define my typical days, it's defined as long, like, you know, so what are some practical ways? Cause I may not even know the answer to this question that you though feel appreciated, feel loved, feel prioritized to me, because if I'm being honest with you, most days I feel like I am not doing a good job of that. So, you know, practically, like, so that people can know, mm-hmm. you know, like, are there things that I do? Are there things that I say? You don't got to say everything I say, but, you know, like, you know, if I'm walking by and I smack you on the ass, like,
yeah.
is that like,
oh, yeah, definitely. That's a big one. No, but I mean, you always make sure, like, you leave in the mornings. I mean, I don't even know all the time what time you leave in the mornings, but chances are pretty good that you're going to, you know, come over. Tell me good morning or, you know, whatever, give me a kiss, head on out the door. We check in during the day. Some yeah. days are more, some days are less. Sometimes I know if I want to actually get your attention, I just drive on up here, and see your face for a second. But you know, days don't go by that we don't check in throughout the day.
Yeah.
To know how each other are doing. So, and I think that that's really important. I mean, we don't have a cookie cutter life. You know, all families are busy, but it is not typical that the four of us are home for dinner.
Yeah.
So we don't get that, but we do find other times and other ways to spend time together. And I know that if you're going to take a break from work, it's going to be with me or with the kids.
Yeah.
So, and I love that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Makes me feel good. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad because, and that is true. I mean, it's, we talked a couple months ago about it's like Apex, like my coaching group, you know, and I was getting ready to leave for a trip. And, you know, I told you point blank, you know, I felt guilty.
Right.
Leaving.
Yes, you did.
You know, and, you know, one of the things that you said to me was, why are you going? Why do you do this? Because I didn't want to leave you because I feel like I'm gone all the time.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of the times, whether I'm out of state, you know, or if I'm local, at least when I'm local, if I'm gone all day, I see you guys at night.
Right.
Even if it's just for a moment, because I talk to the kids during the day. Well, I try to 14 and 16, you know, the 16 year old makes it pretty easy. My son, my daughter.
She makes you work for it.
She
makes you work for it.
And it's fair. She's worth it.
Yes, she is.
But, you know, I'm always touching base. And at the very least, I see him, tell him good night, let him know I love him and what's going on. And I hate it when I'm not home and able to do that. So I was having some hesitations. I was having some concerns. And in the last couple of months, it's just been stuff. But, you know, you told me and you asked me, like, why are you going? Like, you're going for us. You're going to better our lives, to better yourself, to improve our overall situation. And you're like, it's a couple of days.
Yeah. I did say that.
It's a moment.
And I will miss you.
For sure.
But I mean, you're doing what you feel is the best thing for our family.
Yeah. And you supported it.
Absolutely.
And that was a huge weight off my shoulder. It doesn't mean I leave. I'm just like, see ya.
Right.
I'm out. I'm going more places, doing more things.
Yeah.
But monthly I'm gone.
Right.
We're either visiting one of the training locations. I'm in Dallas for Apex. We are whatever.
Right.
And you know, it's just pretty cool to me how supportive you are of that, because a traveling spouse isn't really what you signed up for.
No, I don't think so.
And to say, no, I don't travel would be crazy because we travel a lot. But you've never, ever, ever made me feel like I'm choosing something over the other. All those thoughts have always been self-imposed. And then you've been encouraging through it and supportive of it because of the reasons.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like there's a lot of people who do travel a lot for work and they travel and they're meetings doing whatever, but then they're freaking running the streets, you know, when they're out and about.
Right.
They're in the club. We'll take out this last San Antonio trip. Let's remove that from the picture. That was team building.
That was, yes.
I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
But for the most part.
And you asked me to go on that and I declined. That was on me.
You did decline.
I did.
I try to get you going all the time.
You
trips.
Do. Yeah. You
but do. It's not reasonable. It's not feasible.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, I'm the CEO of the Wilson family.
Right.
So trying to run all the pieces, it's just a little bit harder when I'm not here.
Now.
And you're busy working while we're gone together. But.
So in a couple of years, though, what's the plan?
Oh, I'll probably go with you a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
once the kids leave us, it's just me and you.
Yeah, they're out. You're stuck with me.
I am.
So
I'm good with it, though.
I'm glad. So I'm really, really glad. So one of the funny things that like people say all the time, like, it was weird. So, you know, I was talking to people leading up to this week and talking about our anniversary coming up in 19 years. And they're like, 19 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And the look on people's faces. When I said 19 years, people were literally shocked.
Really?
Shocked. I'm like, okay, that's a long time. Like in my mind, I'm still 25. I know I don't look like I'm 25, but in my mind, I'm still very much 25. And so about 19 years. And I start thinking about when I'm talking to them, okay, we met, we're in high school.
Middle school.
Or middle school, we met, but we started dating
in high school.
In high school at 16 years old.
Right.
I'm a little different of a person than I was when I was 16. And so are you.
Right. Yeah.
So, and I think particularly people that start dating young, mm-hmm. maybe not even as early as high school, but like college a lot of the times, I'd be interested to see the stats on like who makes it and who doesn't.
I don't think they're good.
I don't either. How do you think we've managed to work through like personally changing and becoming, in theory, better versions of ourselves? Mm-hmm. You and I being wired
completely differently.
Totally differently.
Completely differently.
I mean, I don't think I could have found somebody more different than me.
Probably not.
So probably we're already not. Very, very different.
Yeah.
As we've grown.
Grown together. I think we had to make a choice.
So, but how do you do that? Like how did we do that?
I mean, I think.
And why don't other people do that?
I mean, I can't answer for other people. I don't know why they don't. But I mean, I think for you and I mean, we knew we loved each other and we knew we wanted to spend the rest of our lives together. And I mean, like we said, it hasn't all been perfect. It all hasn't been amazing. But we've stayed good through all of it. And you just have to make a choice. I mean, as each person, you know, as we got older, as we changed, as our personalities changed a little bit, I mean, they did change a little bit, but for the most part, I mean, we are a lot the same. I don't think for either one of us that our life has ended up exactly how we thought it was going to.
Sure.
But you know, we just decided to roll with all the changes and be good and get excited for each other when different opportunities came up. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonathan, can you Google for me real quick? what's the average marriage in America? Like length of a marriage. And just let me know when you find that.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm just
so the average length of a marriage is 8 years.
Stop.
8 years. You know how many marriages I could have had? Look.
I mean, I understand it. I can't commit to a breakfast cereal, so it makes sense to me.
Jonathan, it's a different stage of life, brother. And here's the thing, like that I tell people is people like to feel good and people like to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I am not a patient person.
No.
Anybody that knows me knows, like, I am not a patient person. If I want something, I want it. Yes. I am willing to work. I am willing to go after it. I'm willing to put everything into it. Mm-hmm. But if I get it and realize I didn't really want that in a heartbeat, boom, dead to me. I have moved on.
Oh, that like, is so true.
it's no big deal to me. Mm-hmm. Like I'm committed to nothing.
Except me.
You and our kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything else could literally disappear. Mm-hmm. And I think a big part of that is because it happened to us. Everything did disappear. Mm-hmm. But you didn't.
I did not.
And the kids didn't.
Nope.
And you loved me for who I was with a guy who maybe had some potential. I threw you a great bait and switch. I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to go to law school.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Stuck around for that.
I'm going to marry me a lawyer.
Yeah.
So our honeymoon, we're driving back for looking at law school. Let's put a deposit on an apartment.
I did.
You were looking at a job transfer. And because you're way smarter than me and you'd graduated a year ahead of me. Mm. You are a little older. But
oh, my gosh. 2 days, Wilson. Move along.
So, you know, we're driving back on our honeymoon and I'm like, I can't do school anymore. Mm-hmm. And what kind of honeymoon is that in the first place? Driving around looking at freaking law schools. Sorry, I owe you one.
That's okay.
You know, but like, I don't go to school anymore. Mm-hmm. And I know you've got it. So now I put a ring on it.
Yeah, you did.
We're done legal. We're on paper. Mm-hmm. This has been my thought process and dream the whole time you've known me.
Yeah.
There was no other different path. This is what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, psych.
Yeah.
Right. So mm-hmm. that sucks. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, now what? Because we thought we'd another couple of years of school. Maybe this joker would start making some money, contribute a little bit. Like, you were all in on me with maybe potential. Because I didn't show up with, like, what they call it, a dowry? No, dowry? No,
dowry.
Is that the other way? Is that
when, no, like, you were supposed to give my dad a dowry.
Yeah.
I didn't have much. Sorry, anymore. Dad.
No goats.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
Like, I'll take her from the house.
Like, he probably thanks you for that, too. It's fine.
But seriously, like, there's a resources, not the best looking guy. I make you laugh. I got a lot of you equity do. In laughing.
Yeah, you're funny.
So, you know, it's real funny. You know, but I mean, it's like, damn, I just think about, like, why, like, it's just crazy to me. Like, you just have always bet on me.
Yeah, I do.
And that's like a superpower for me.
I know it too.
Like, you always bet on me.
Yeah.
And went from nothing to doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. You know, we're freaking 6-7 years into being married. And I tell you, it's all gone.
Yeah.
I blew it. I screwed up.
Yeah.
I thought I could fix it. Yeah. You had no idea.
No. Yeah.
I and I told you we have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was not the best time.
No, it sucked. Mm-hmm. I was super immature. Mm-hmm. And I was super scared.
Yeah.
I was super arrogant.
Yeah. Learned a lot through it, though.
Yes.
I think we both did.
But you still loved me.
I did.
And I thought you were going to leave me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it would have been really easy to. And everybody would have gotten on board with it.
Hell yes.
And they would have been like, yeah. To. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Nope.
Don't leave now.
Oh, I don't know.
It would be more worthwhile now.
Yeah, I don't think I could get anybody on board with that. Like, then, why are you leaving them now?
Well, half of now is way better than half of them.
That's true.
So, you know,
true.
If you had to pick a time, that's what you want to do. No.
My question would be, who gets Rocky?
She does. I don't want that dog.
Makes a lot of sense.
I love him. I love him. But damn, she gets Rocky. He's too excited to see me. Like, I need a minute. I just need a minute. I want the enthusiasm. I need it just dialed back just a little bit more.
He doesn't dial anything back?
No. Here's the thing that's messed up about Rocky. He's me as a dog. Mm-hmm. And that's why he and I butt heads so much.
It's pretty needy.
Jeez. But seriously, though, so going back to that, like, really, really crappy time. Mm-hmm. When I could not have been more dishonest, could not have failed you more, could not have let you and our families down more. Well, sure, I'm 100% confident, and I know there were thoughts and there were doubt and all those things. Mm-hmm. You didn't waver. You still loved me.
I did.
You still bet on me, mm-hmm.
and that we get through it.
Us,
yeah.
And you know, 13 years later now, I guess we're still working on it.
We're good. We're good.
But you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
And I think that opportunity there, so many people just opt out.
Yeah.
Like, they can't see. Like, they get so hung up on the emotion of it. They lose track of what got them there in the first place. Mm-hmm. I was just a dumbass young guy.
Yeah.
I did not love you. I mean, here's a shitty, you know, excuse, but like, I wasn't lying to you because I didn't love you.
Right.
In my mind, I was lying because I could fix it.
Right. Yeah.
And that's immaturity. Mm-hmm. And I didn't believe enough in us that you would want me if we had nothing again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, kids are little. There's a lot of stress there anyway with the kids being little. And I think, I mean, I'd like to believe a lot of that was protecting me. Thinking that you were protecting me from shielding me from some of it. So
for sure.
Yeah.
But we had to go to work.
Yep.
And fix
literally. Yeah. Literally.
Literally yeah. Had to go to work. But I mean, that was a tough time. Mm-hmm. And I think now, you know, as we've spent the last 12 years, you know, rebuilding and still building, I'm not afraid of nothing. Literally, I don't have a care. I mean, I have a lot of cares.
That's true. You do. but not
and
not
I,
us.
I worry about our staff and our team. And I worry about wanting to make sure that, you know, they're able to take care of their families and their things. And so, yeah, I want the businesses to do well and to grow. But the thing that's crazy is if everything disappeared tomorrow, I'm not scared of it. Because the one thing that truly, truly mattered and has always mattered has always been the same. And that's been your love for me and my love for you.
Yep.
And I think that that's super important for people to hear. That's always been the priority. And I think a lot of people interpret, he's gone all the time, or he's doing this, or y'all are opening another business. Josh already works a lot. You know, now he's opening another thing, you know, or you guys are doing this. He's gone again. What about this? Well, how many dogs? Oh, that dog training thing happened. Was that Josh? You know, all bah, 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 chatter, 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 chatter. And everybody always asking questions like that. But they got it so wrong and so confused because the priority in all those things is us. And as the company grows, it's not necessarily taking more of me away.
No.
Because we're doing what? We're building a team together.
Right.
So that we can continue to scale appropriately and support clients appropriately.
Yeah.
And to where I can get more focused on, from a business standpoint, what I need to be involved in. But it can't take away from you guys. You know, 'cause there was a season a couple of years ago where I was, you know, at the house, I was working from home and, you know, I was there every day when the kids get on the bus, I was there every day when they get home.
Yes, you were.
But then we'd have dinner and then where would I end up at?
Yeah.
Back in the office.
Yeah.
Till 2 in the morning or doing whatever.
Yep.
At least when we got the office out of the house, I come home.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, you know, people make those emotional decisions, you know, when things are hard. Because they lose focus, you know, on why they, on what it took to get them there in the first place. They lose focus on why they decided to make a commitment to the individual and get married to them. And now it's like, oh, well, he lied. I'm pissed off. I'm out the door.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
That I can get on board with.
Yeah.
Someone walking out.
Yes. Me too.
I 100%. Some punk ass dude smacks you. Puts his hands on you.
Gotta go.
Yeah. Holler at your boy. I'll come over. Like, I'll bring some people. Like, we'll handle it. Like, no, I don't. I'm not going to be the one to sit down and be like, now, guys, work that out.
Yeah.
Bunk that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Bunk that.
I do appreciate that. I was actually really upset
when I think about that stuff. And it was about to be an F-bomb. But Spotify would be upset. You'd be upset. So
this is a win for everybody. Bunk that. Yep.
There's several things we could list that we're not going to, but where, yeah, you got to you need to get out of that thing and make a change. Mm-hmm. But because your feelings got hurt, because you're, you know, you're pissed off because they lied about it. Yeah. It could be something very big, like our situation.
Yeah.
It doesn't replace the thousands of good things that have happened.
Right.
And I almost feel like marriage has to be a tally sheet to a certain extent.
Okay.
It's like, hey, it's a great moment, 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 great moment. He was an asshole. Great moment, great moment, great moment, great moment, great moment. If she doesn't stop talking to me right now, great moment, great moment, great moment. And it's like, okay. So if you keep like this mental tally sheet, man, look at all these great things. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to forget about. Why get hung up on the handful?
No.
When you got truckloads of great.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
Am I wrong? Am I crazy in that?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, I think that sometimes when people start keeping score like that, they only keep score of the negative. You've got to think about all the positive stuff too.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But it's also so, I think society has made it so easy and customary.
8 years
to leave.
Yeah.
Eight years.
That's still blowing my mind. That's crazy.
Divorces need to be more expensive. I know people are here. They should be like, bro, I got divorced. It is crazy expensive.
Yeah.
No, it needs to be crazy, crazy expensive. Mm. Depending on the reasons.
Well, that's,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Where the, like, yeah, it should, that's it where the be, problem is. Yeah. You can't, it just can't be a blanket,
but it can't be so easy. And people carry that thing like a badge, mm-hmm. like the rank in the military. It's like, oh shit, I got my yeah. upward, you know, flags now or bars or whatever. I'm like, what rank are you? Oh man, this is my fifth wife.
Well, so I have a question. Yeah. Do you think that the short span of marriages is due to the ease of getting divorced or the ease of getting married? It's easy to get married.
It's really easy to get married.
That's yeah. a good question, but I think it's I think it's easier to get divorced. I don't think it's easy to get married. I think people want,
I think it could be both.
People aren't willing. I think people in general have a habit to not want to work for anything. Mm. And if it doesn't provide immediate satisfaction or causes any type of discomfort, it's gone. And like for me, the last year in particular, I've worked very hard to cut out negative people out of my life mm-hmm. and remove things that cause me stress or unhappiness out of my life. Because but I compare that to the value. Like our businesses cause a tremendous amount of stress mm-hmm. in our lives, mm-hmm. but they also add a tremendous amount of value. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to cut them out.
Right.
Right. But the friend who's just nonstop in your ear, chattering negativity and all this crap, or, you know, why do you let Devin do this? Or da 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 da. Like they can, they don't need to be around anymore. You told me the other day on Facebook, you're like, why is this person even here commenting? Like, why have you not blocked this individual, just unfriended them? Like, just remove it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy crap, you're totally right. There's never any value added.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. So just, you know, click a button, gone.
So you did that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
That's how often I think about it.
Okay.
But then it like pops up. Mm-hmm. It's like a, it's like turf toe. You know what I mean? Like if you don't
I don't know anything about turf toe.
It hurts like hell. Joint like in your toe and your foot, and that's where a toe is. But anyway, it's like mm-hmm. if it's not aggravated, it's all good. But man, that sucker pops up, it hurts. They put me in a walker. I'll be rolling around. I'll be rolling my big ass around like, oh, this guy. But like everybody wants immediate satisfaction. Nobody wants to deal with discomfort. Mm-hmm. And I think the good stuff comes from working through the discomfort.
Yeah.
19 years in, I'm more confident in you and I than I've ever been.
Yeah.
But we've been through so much crap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we have.
How much easier is it? Because I know there's people listening who feel like their spouse isn't super supportive. Like
that's hard.
They're entrepreneurial, like in their mindset and their goals. Their spouse, husband, wife, doesn't matter. Way more conservative, not that risk taker type mm-hmm. of individual. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think your perspective on this is huge.
Okay.
How do you make that jive? Because you're not.
I'm not that type of person.
Well, you say you're not, but you're married to me. But how do you? How do you get okay with it? Because literally the last 6 months in particular, 9 months, year and a half.
Okay.
19 years. But the last year and a half in particular, we've been pretty aggressive.
Yes.
With the businesses and growth and expansion and going into new mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. You're not naturally.
No.
Risk taker.
No.
And I'm just kind of like. Okay, there's some risk here, but I see the potential.
Yes.
And so I'm willing to chase the potential mm-hmm. and be like, deal with the risk when it comes. How do you get on board with that? Because you support.
I do. Well, maybe it goes back to, you know, what you were talking about with yourself. I mean, I know this about you. I know that you are super persistent, you've got a ton of confidence and you are just going to keep going until you get what you want. And I know you're going to put in the work and I know you're going to do all the right things and the best things that you know how to do to make it good for everybody. I mean, not just us, but for all of your employees. I mean, I know that that is a priority to you. And I know that you want to succeed for those reasons. You want to succeed so that you can be generous and share with other people outside of our organization. And I love that about you. I mean, I love that you dream bigger than I do. I mean, I see everything so small. And I just think, this is good. This is nice. This is comfortable. Let's just hang out here. And you're always pushing to do more. And I just trust in you. I know that you're going to do good stuff. You're going to take care of us and it's going to be great. A little nerve wracking. I've gotten used to it. I've gotten a lot more used to it. So it's taken a little bit to get used to.
So you said you see things very small.
I do, right? Yeah.
Which is probably why you're still into me, because I've blown up a lot and you're like, well, this guy, he's still like 215.
Okay.
Oh, anyway. How though, because I am wired, I'm always pressing, mm-hmm. you know, wanting us to do better, mm-hmm. Have more impact, be able to be more generous. Because I know ultimately, like, that is an outcome of our growth,
yes,
and of us being successful. Because mm-hmm. I share with you and we have goals to want to bless people mm-hmm. and help people.
Yeah.
I've shared with you that I want to be front of mind if there's organizations that need something. Mm-hmm. I have to be like, you know what? We need to reach out to Josh and Devin.
Yeah.
Like, we want to be able to meet those needs. Mm-hmm. To get to that point though, right? Like, this support and seeing things small, married to me, who sees everything as what it can be, what it is, but more focused on what it can be. There's failures along the way. And absolutely. We talked about the biggest ones. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
So how do you as my wife mentally keep yourself in that framework? Cause we lose all the time.
Sure. We do.
You know,
sure,
and so how do you stay believing in the potential and the possibility, loss after loss after loss, particularly coming out of the huge one years ago?
Because you can't be in a box. You can't do it. I mean, if there was a ceiling, like, all you, like, you just see that as a boundary that you just want to push through. And if I don't believe in you, and if I don't encourage you, and I don't help you to achieve your goals, you're not going to be happy. And I can't have that on me. So I want you to do whatever it is that makes you happy. And I'm happy alongside you, supporting you, doing whatever I can to do to make all the things that you want to do happen. I can't hold you back.
Oh, you're not.
Got to have your back.
You have my back. You do not. Look, what you guys don't understand about this woman is, she's freaking brilliant. Mm. Like, she will roll her eyes and do whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, you're the brains. You're the passionate one, the compassionate one. Like, you,
the patient one.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was joking, you know, in the intro, calling you a saint and angel, but we always joke around about
my little halo,
your halo. Right. Yeah. And, but it's the truth though. And it's, I want to work so hard every day to impress you.
Hmm. You do.
Like, but like, seriously, like, I know that.
Yeah.
But damn, I want to impress you forever. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like that's how much I love you. Like, I want to impress you. I want you every day to be like, man, I love this guy. Like, I want you to know without a doubt that I'm worth being called your husband.
I do feel that way.
And I feel like so many people, they don't do that. They don't think about that. Mm-hmm. They don't. I mean, why would you marry somebody that immediately becomes not even a top five priority in your life?
Couldn't tell you.
That's just too easy to move on from it.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Mm-hmm. It's super nuts. Yeah. Talk about the kids a little bit. So the last, whatever, you know, they're just finishing school today.
Yep.
Is their last day of school.
Right.
So Kiki went back a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Logan's never been back since leaving March of 2020.
Right.
So 16 and 14. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Because they probably talk to you about this more than they would ever talk to me about it. But how do you think they do with us in our life? It's not, again, it's not normal. It's not special. Normal. It's unique to us.
Yes.
But how do you think they like our deal?
I mean, I sure hope so. I mean, part of it is they don't know a whole lot different. I mean, I guess when we were both on staff at church, our life was a little bit more normal, but I wouldn't say working in ministry is normal either.
Yeah, absolutely not.
And that's probably the first jobs that they really remember.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, there's probably certain times that, you know, maybe they look at their friends and see their parents who have, you know, just, you know, they go to work and they come home and they can just leave it. You know, and there's a huge benefit to that side too. But I think they also see the flexibility that owning your own business gives you. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's great to, I think they get to be more involved since it's ours and we run it. They get to see it as much as they want to. And they want to be involved in the decent portion of it. Or sometimes they don't, and we make them, and that's fine too. And there's a family. I mean, there are certain times that it's just, we're all in. This is an all play. Everybody gets to, you know, put on the shirt. Come on, we're going to go.
That's right.
But no, I mean, I think that they do love our lifestyle for the most part. So.
Yeah, it's fun. So Logan, mm-hmm. you know, he's going into his junior year.
Right.
He's talking about not interested in college.
Maybe.
I think I want to, you know, go into the business.
Yes.
Work with daddy.
Yep. He does want to do cute
the,
too.
Do the, what's that?
I want to go into the real world. I want to work for daddy.
Yeah. I mean, that is adorable.
Yeah.
It's adorable when the 6'2", you know, 16 year old, you know, says, hey daddy, what's up?
Daddy.
You know, I love that. I hope he calls me daddy till the day I die. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's been a struggle. Like for us, we've definitely had different opinions.
Yeah.
As far as, you
still
know,
are.
I'm still super evolving. Excited about that potential.
Yes.
You're very hesitant about that potential.
A little bit. Although I will say, just to be fair, I mean, I do love that you're building something that our son wants to be a part of. I think that's super incredible. And I think that does speak back to what we were talking about, how our kids feel about our lifestyle.
Yeah.
He's seen it all. He's seen it when we've had dogs in our garage, you know, and starting there.
Climate controlled, safe, you know. Secure, comfortable, not just like leaving dogs in our garage.
Yes, sure. Yes. But okay. When we first started, before you had a facility.
Yes. I mean, this thing started out of the house.
Started out of the house. Okay. So, and I mean, he was outside doing reps with you in the backyard. So,
yeah.
He's been a part of it since then. And I think it speaks volumes that he wants to do that.
Or our brilliant son's really an idiot.
I don't think that's true.
I don't either.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think he is either. But how? So we've had lots of conversations about this. I know you've had conversations with some of our closest friends about this because him choosing, particularly the area that we're at here in Virginia, you know, his school system and district and all that, it is graduate.
Very pro-college.
Go to college. Yeah. I mean, the majority.
Yes.
Going to college, that is the push. That's the school's agenda and the push. They probably gotta make their numbers look right or whatever. Who the heck knows? What a joke. Anyway, that's just
come
my
on now.
That's just my point.
Yeah.
But what, like, how do we?
Don't worry about Jonathan, that.
College is a scam.
Stop.
Coming from one of the most intelligent people I know. Anyway, you know, how are we? Or I guess, how are you starting to balance like this decision that it might be okay? Because it's definitely not the norm conversation at Bunko.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or poker. What do you want me to call it?
No, it's not. I don't play poker. That's crazy. Right, no, so, I got the Bunko. You know I'm very proud of it. And love my Bunko girls.
These chicks are wild. That's another.
They're fun.
That, I picked her up the other night from this thing, and I won't go into detail.
No, let's just keep going, Wilson.
But
just move along.
Some of these ladies, gosh, dog, y'all got to calm down in the county. Seriously, calm down.
Keep going.
I don't. Holy crap. Anyway, I'm just having PTSD from walking in to pick you up.
Come on. It was fun. Let's go.
So anyway, how are you managing, you know, those conversations, that mindset, and the process of getting on board and at the end of the day, supporting an 18-year-old's, really a 17-year-old's decision on what he thinks he wants to do with his life?
Well,
that's terrifying.
It is. I think for me right now, he's 16. My biggest concern is not closing any doors, keeping opportunities open.
Yeah.
That way, if the kid changes his mind, then he can still roll right into whatever it is that he wants to do. But I do love that he wants to work with you. I think that's incredible.
Yeah.
So
it's cool.
Yeah.
To have an opportunity.
Yes. He's not
to explore something like that.
Most kids are not in his situation. And I do recognize that. And I think that that changes my viewpoints on a lot of things.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's an interesting statement. Like, a lot of kids aren't in his situation, and it's not, I don't mean that in like an arrogant way, but most families, the process is particularly like our community. Hey, we went to school, we went to college, we graduated, we got a job. We've been in this job for periods of time. My kids are going through school. They're going to go to college. They're going to also get a job and,
Great.
And do the deal.
Yeah,
sure. But it's there's not no real are. Model of doing something different. And there's not. And there's a lot of value in being different. But you got to be confident enough to want to be different.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not always easy.
See, and that's what I see as the biggest thing with Logan is that his willingness to even consider something that's so outside of the norm. It just makes me even more excited for him.
Yeah.
Because it's not the typical standard. And that makes me feel really good about the job you've done with him to make him be that confident of a person. Because this isn't a kid who gets bad grades.
No.
This is a very smart kid.
He is very smart. Yeah.
And he could probably have.
He could do whatever
lots
he
of choices
to do. Yeah.
Of colleges and do whatever the heck he wants to do.
Yep.
And that shows how powerful of a sales guy I am. But I've got this brilliant dude thinking he wants to train some dogs.
True.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Nice. Look, babe.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you came on with me.
Thanks for asking.
To talk about it and life and our family and make some jokes along the way. Leave with one thing that I think is super important.
Okay.
When it comes to relationships.
All right.
So Devin and I get to go to lots of weddings.
Oh, I was hoping this is where yours going. Love it.
We go to lots of weddings, you know, and things like that. And it's always fun. I always like it when they do the corny like dance and you can't sit down until like, you know, they get to like your year or whatever.
How many years you've been married.
So that's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because
we get to stay up longer.
We're staying up there dancing longer. And I don't mind dancing with my wife. So that's always fun. But, you know, you always, you know, they're like, hey, leave some advice. Or if there's not a thing for advice, we're signing. Or
like on the card.
A card or whatever. Yeah. And Devin and I, forever.
Long time.
Leave one piece of advice.
One.
And this is what we'll leave with you guys today. And honestly, I think this is a cure-all. Not for everything, but it makes things much more manageable. And it's tough to be...
Earmuffs, Jonathan.
Earmuffs. There's a grown-ass man sitting over there. Yeah. You know, we leave one piece of advice, and it's do it and do it often.
Amen.
And, you know, it's like, it's kind of hard to be pissed off with somebody in the middle of banging them. Like,
okay.
It's... You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know,
I can't.
I'm serious. Yep. Like, it's just, you know, people forget that part. It's like, I'm pissed off and, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm feeling a sort of way or whatever. Well, get over yourself and get to feeling the sort of way you did when you first got freaking married.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a hell of a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Because marriage is not easy.
No.
You got to work.
Some enjoyable parts all the time.
Yep. And being unhappy is hard.
Yeah.
And being happy is hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nope.
Choose the hard. Nothing.
Nope.
Was that a euphemism?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. Nice. So anyway, we're going to title this one, Choose the Hard. Okay?
No, we're putting all of this out as a social media clip.
Yeah, this is great. So anyway, you know, honestly, I think if people, and I've got a couple coaching clients I talk to and stuff, and these are things that I share with them too on the personal side. Like I just, people lose intimacy. And they don't want to be intimate with someone that they don't feel secure with. They don't want to be intimate with someone that they don't feel has their back.
Absolutely.
They don't want to be intimate with someone that they don't feel is for them.
Right.
And it's just such an important piece. I mean, agreed?
I agree.
All right.
Yes, I agree.
Thanks for not putting me on the spot like that.
No, that would be horrible.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, look, babe, I love you.
I love you too.
So much. Thank you for being the greatest CEO of Team Wilson, the only CEO of Team Wilson.
Thank you.
there would never be another. And so I adore you. Thank you for always supporting me. And, you know, look, I mean, she's not going to like me saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you're out there and you got questions about, you know, being married to a high strung, highly driven, pain in the ass individual, hit her up on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's at Devin Ray. Yeah. No, I.
No,
and we'll put it in the comments and stuff and just say, hey, I heard you on the podcast. Your husband sounds like an absolute pain in the ass, but you sound happy.
Yeah.
How do you do it? That's good. So, babe, thank you very much. Guys, please subscribe. Please leave a review. Helps us to be found. You know, share this, tag people in it that may benefit from hearing from people who have been around the block on this marriage thing. I mean, 19 years. That's no joke. We're 2.5 times the freaking average, just about.
Craziness.
Always above average, Devin.
Always above average.
Never mediocre.
Never mediocre.
That's how the Wilsons do it, guys. We appreciate you. Jonathan, take us out, brother.